Good morning and welcome to today's Couples Overcoming Crisis. If you're listening for the very first time, this is a new format. We were doing a Facebook Live. Now this is going to be just a audio recording, and the sessions will be shortened to 10 minutes or less. We're going to continue trying to help couples overcome crisis and become what God desires for them to be. And today we want to talk about the emotional bond that God has intended between a husband and wife. I will not necessarily start with a scripture this morning because the Bible speaks of this all the way through the Word of God from the book of Genesis, all the way through every passage that God mentions a husband and wife relationship, that they are to be bonded together. We understand that God says in Genesis 2:24 that we are to become one flesh. One is a key word, because to become one flesh, you have got to become bonded emotionally and spiritually. We have mentioned that many, many times in this series. But I want to talk about your emotional bond for just a few moments this morning. The Bible teaches us, and God desires for you to be emotionally connected to your mate. Many people don't feel this. An emotional connection is understood in Scripture that it is a requirement to be bonded in any other fashion, especially physically. God intended on a husband and wife to feel comfortable with one another, to feel safe with one another, to be able to share your deepest thoughts and feelings with each other. God intended for a husband and wife to trust one another. You cannot have confidence in who you do not trust in. And so it's important that if that trust has been broken, that you immediately go to work on building that back. A husband and wife should feel that their mate knows them better than any other person on the planet. And we should. You should know your wife. You should know your husband. And they should know that you know each other. It is very important in this emotional bond that important decisions are made together as a team. It's unfortunate when a husband or wife runs off and makes major decisions and then just informs the mate on what they're planning on doing. That is not going to increase your emotional bond. You are going to have to make major decisions, whether it's major decisions about the children, about your marriage, about your job, about your finances, what you're doing with your home, cars. We've heard many times where people would just make large purchases and come home and inform the mate of what they've done. That is destructive. There needs to be a connection and a togetherness in making those decisions. When you are emotionally bonded, you are holding one another accountable in a God-honoring way. You're helping one another be spiritually what you should be. When you are emotionally bonded, you are spiritually bonded, which means that you pray together as a couple on a regular basis. One of the biggest mistakes that couples make is prayerlessness. Your prayers do not have to be long. Sometimes they may be 30 seconds at the end of the day. Sometimes they should be 3 minutes. Sometimes you are praying for something and trying to get an answer from God on something, and you may pray 30 minutes together. But there should be prayer time. And I say to our husbands, this is where, again, I reiterate, you are the spiritual leader and should be leading at your home in prayer. But the biggest barrier to this emotional bondage that husbands and wives experience is fear. They fear trusting. Maybe they fear being rejected. Maybe they fear that they're going to be under judgment. Maybe they fear a loss of control. If I'm emotionally bonded with someone, I'm not in control of my life anymore. I'm letting somebody else control it. Maybe they're fearing appearing weak or getting a negative response. And so as we think this, but our fears actually have shaped our ability and hindered our ability to have that closeness and the connection God has determined. One of the biggest things is people fear being hurt again, or they fear being traumatized again in a relationship. Maybe they had trauma in a past relationship, and they're in the biblical bounds to be remarried again, but they're afraid to trust. And so they do not have this closeness. They're not going to trust anybody. Maybe they've made the decision they're not going to trust anybody. And so they're holding back on this emotional bond that God intended for a husband and wife to have. Many times a husband and wife had experienced an emotional bonding, but it's been hindered through maybe through avoidance, maybe sarcasm, some strange behavior, criticism, nagging, anger, maybe self-pity. So there, that bondness has disappeared, and you're afraid to try to rebuild it again because of the fear that happens. If your relationship is going to experience an emotional bonding, you're going to have to identify the problem. Then you're going to have a plan to fix the problem. Your marriage will never be what it intended to be from God without creating this emotional bond. And I don't know whether I'm talking to you and you've been married 3 years or 30 years. It's never too late to work on an emotional bonding. And the truth is, the longer you're married, the more you should be emotionally bonded. So it's never too late to get started. Maybe you could sit down with your mate and start a conversation like this and say, "This is what I would like you to know about me in order for you to understand me better." Maybe you're the mate that's saying, "Well, as soon as he or she is ready, I will have this conversation." You may be sitting here 15 years from now and have never had this conversation. And so if you are missing that emotional bond and you have recognized that emotional bond does not exist, please understand that sometimes a mate may know something is wrong, but they don't know what is wrong. And if God is giving enough discernment to one of the mates to realize what's wrong, that we have not emotionally bonded, then it is going to be your responsibility to spark this conversation and go back to the lesson on discussion that we had. You remember the rules for discussion? The rules for discussion. Those are to where you resolve something. You don't want to have an argument. You want to have a discussion. But I want to encourage you to step out and create and begin to either enhance or repair this thing called an emotional bond. It is required to be able to have the marriage that God intended on you to have. I hope this little 8-minute or a tad over segment was helpful, and we will continue to having little segments, Couples Overcoming Crisis, on Wednesday mornings at 11 o'clock. Lord bless you and have a wonderful day. This is Pastor Rex Carringer.